From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Stocks are down sharply, partly on news of more uncertainty out of Greece. Thousands of protesters gathering in Athens today, outrage about deep cutbacks. The Greek government says the country needs the cuts to remain eligible for an internationally backed financial rescue, signaling a looming impact on other nations. Moody's says it may downgrade the credit ratings of France's three largest banks because of their exposure to Greek debt. Hours ago, the Prime Minister of Greece announced he would form a new government and seek a vote of confidence. Investors aren't too happy about data on the U.S. economy either. The Consumer Price Index rose more than expected in May. A survey of manufacturers in the New York area found a slowdown, though, in activity. And Bernard Baumol, chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group in Princeton, New Jersey, says overall industrial production has been flat.
You would expect the industrial production numbers to be a lot higher now that we're 2 years into the economic recovery. But it's not. It's crawling around, and this is simply a reflection of an economy that has been sputtering this year as a result of many forces that are dragging economic activity down.
The Dow is down 180 points before the close at 11,896, about 1.5%. NASDAQ down more than 1.5% at 2631. 10 Democratic and Republican lawmakers are suing President Obama for taking military action against Libya without war authorization from Congress. Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio was among the plaintiffs. Earlier, the White House said it planned to send Congress a detailed response to questions about the U.S.'s military role in Libya. Hundreds of Pakistani journalists rallied before Parliament today demanding the government investigate last month's murder of an investigative journalist. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
We want justice! We want justice!
Pakistan's journalists demanding justice for their colleague Saeed Salim Shahzad, abducted and killed late last month. His tortured body was dumped 80 miles from the capital. The case has ignited a public outcry. Carrying banners that read, "Respect the voice of dissent," Pakistan's journalists pressed for a judicial inquiry into Shahzad's murder. Many in the news media suspect the country's intelligence agency, the ISI, in the killing, a charge the spy agency denies. Shahzad's last report claimed that the Pakistani Navy was in talks with Al-Qaeda over the release of Navy personnel who had been detained for their alleged links to the terror group, thought to be behind the siege of a Karachi naval facility last month after the talks broke down. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Missouri River floodwaters are rolling toward Hamburg, Iowa. The Army Corps of Engineers is trying to shore up a temporary levee, hoping that'll be enough to save the town. Farmer Mike Neneman says he's seen the floodwaters coming.
You can drive up on the bluff above the town, look out across the bottom, and it's just water for miles.
If the new levee fails to hold, parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 10 feet of water. Arizona authorities are questioning two people in connection with the so-called Wallow Fire. They're trying to determine if an abandoned campfire was the source of a blaze that had grown to at least 733 square miles. That made it one of the largest fires in state history. With Father's Day just around the corner, there's a new study that's drawing a lot of attention. It finds that more than a quarter of fathers in the United States now live apart from their children. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that share has more than doubled in the past half century.
According to the Pew Research Center, the trend is fueled by a surge in out-of-wedlock births, and its study finds big disparities across race and socioeconomic status. Black fathers are twice as likely as white ones to live apart from children. 40% of fathers who never finished high school live separately from their kids, compared to only 7% with a college degree. Pew also finds Americans overwhelmingly say having a dad at home is essential to children's happiness. For fathers who are in the same house, the study finds they're more actively involved in their children's daily lives than in decades past. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Before the close, the Dow is down 179 points. At 11,897. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.